This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.aurorapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is my friend, Mr. Chris Bradley, the Chief Marketing and Sustainable Design Officer at Aurora Packaging Solutions. How are you, sir?
Great, Corey. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's good to have you on again. I'm so excited about all the things that you've implemented in your tenure already at Aurora, and very excited for a bright future there. Let's talk a little bit about your background and learn what you've done in the past a little bit.
Sure. So I spent most of my career as an inventor, product developer. Took a strange path, started out in finance and business and worked at HP back in the early part of my career. And they did a really good job of training general managers and business unit heads. So I started out in finance, became a controller, and then headed up supply chain and then marketing, manufacturing, and became a GM and helped launch their first internet business back in the early days, and ran a software company for a while. And I then really fell in love with product development and ran a company called Second Edison for over 20 years, which was an innovation consulting firm. And for that, I worked for some of the biggest companies in the world, like Procter & Gamble and Clorox and Nestle and Nike and a number of others, helping them invent new products. And so I have, I think, over 45 or 47 patents by this point of different products, help bring about 100 consumer products to market over my career.
That's excellent. And what a great background to do what you're doing now, because it's made it so you have a different view of what we're looking at. You're looking at things differently. And I think that's what packaging needs. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Aurora Packaging?
Sure. So when I joined Aurora, they were really looking for somebody to lead the design function and also the marketing function. So when I came in and joined, I'm the head of those three functions, design, marketing, and then soon to become sustainability. And when I first got to Aurora, we were really establishing our sense of purpose as a company around sustainability. So it really helped to establish that. And I've been focused on sustainability throughout most of my career and didn't get to do a lot of the things that I wanted to do early on. So Aurora gave me that opportunity. And I have a team of about 55 packaging engineers that report up through my team, as well as all of the marketing and sustainability people in North America.
That's incredible. And it's a big task. I know you're a very busy person, but we appreciate all the things that you do. And you've taken those two things, your background and packaging, and turned them into a new system of packaging called Jarboe. And I was hoping that you could explain Jarboe and how it works and what it is.
Sure. So I've been interested in playing in and around reusable packaging for almost 20 years. And so, but it's really started to gain steam over the, say, the last 5 or 6 years. And Jarboe really came out of me trying to solve some problems. I was engaged a bit with the team looking at some of the pilots going on in reusable packaging. And in fact, the Sustainable Packaging Coalition keeps a database of reusable pilots or programs that are in existence. And there's 568 of these programs that have been in existence that they're tracking. And what I was noticing was for consumer packaged goods, which I've done a lot of work developing and making those products in my career, it's going to be really difficult, if not impossible, to scale those systems, because all of the early reuse systems really started and they took the existing packaging they had and they just made a more premium version of it, but it was bespoke custom package. And when you look inside of a supermarket in the United States, there's each store would have about 30,000 unique SKUs. So if you were going to move most of that to reusable packaging, it's an impossible task. You'd have 30,000 unique jars, bottles, and cans and everything else that you would have to collect. And so I spent a lot of time in doing logistics and supply chain, and I know that's just an impossibility. So I worked on and invented Jarboe, which was really trying to reduce the number of packaging formats that you would need to be able to fulfill most of those 30,000 SKUs. So we started with a series of jars. If you go down a supermarket aisle, you'll see jars of peanut butter and jelly and nuts and all kinds of things. And they kind of happen to be in typical sizes. So you may have a 12 ounce, a 16 ounce, a 24 ounce. But each one of those jars or containers is different shaped. And the brands have all done this because they're trying to be unique. So I looked and said, hey, if we could come up with a set of common packaging that could work. And if you really look at reuse systems that have scaled in the past, there are some similarities between them. Usually, you've had a number of brands pooled their packaging, or so the beer industry in Germany or in certain other countries where they all share the same bottles and they'll just put different labels on. Those systems work. But if you just have a system where it's an individual beer bottle for every brand, you just can't clean and scale those systems. So I started looking at all the jars that we could make and then looked, is there a way that we could actually convert a jar into a bottle? And that became the genesis of Jarboe. And so what we created was a series of four different size jars that all had a bottle top that would go on it that would convert into bottles. So with as few as six components, you could actually create as many as 20 plus thousand different products that you would put in a supermarket. And so there's a lot more that goes to it. You can check it out on our website to learn more about Jarboe. But it's a pretty exciting concept for how to get CPG products to scale.
I think it's incredible. And like you, I've been in the industry many years and I've never seen anything like it. I'm fascinated by how it can be different materials. Can you talk to us about those different materials that would work with this system?
Sure. So we have developed it so that it can work in glass, stainless, or even plastics. And the models that we've developed so far, we have one that has a glass jar bottom that you can actually fit a stainless, say, top onto. So you'd still be able to see the contents inside. But the reason that you could take these parts apart is that everything is designed to be nested. So you'd have nestable jars, nestable bottle tops. And that way you could get so many more, say, on a pallet when you're returning these, and makes it easier to clean. So you can make it in glass, stainless, or plastic. Different types of retailers and different types of systems may have thermoplastics have their own issues when they can wind up in the ocean or somewhere else. So for now, we're leaving it wide open and we're looking for pilot partners that we can work with in any number of different formats.
Well, and I think congratulations are due. You've recently been awarded a very prestigious award at the SPC, the Sustainable Packaging Coalition. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's a big honor to be recognized by the SPC. They give out their innovator awards every year. And for 2024, we won for the overall packaging system category for Jarboe. And so it's wonderful to be recognized like that. And I hope that also helps to get the word out so we can really move this into implementation in a number of different places around the world.
I agree. I think this thing has, as they say in the advertising world, it's got legs. It's got so many possibilities and such an opportunity for people to look at the way that they use packaging and to be more sustainable. I know you've been in talks with some very large companies. It's exciting. So I'm excited to even just be a part of it by being a part of your same company.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah. So let's talk about your sustainable design lab that you've recently opened at Aurora Packaging.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. When I joined Aurora about 2.5 years ago, we established established our purpose really to be the leading sustainable packaging company. And one of the first things we launched was a multi-million dollar investment into our new SDL, or Sustainable Design Lab, which we built in the heart of Silicon Valley up in near San Jose in Newark, California. And it's really a state-of-the-art facility, 20,000 square foot lab. I have a whole team of sustainable packaging engineers in the building. We have amazing equipment. We have a whole fleet of 3D printers and laser cutters. We can do rapid on-site paper pulp molding and just a host of different things that allow you to come there, learn about different materials, learn about sustainability, but then prototype right on site. And we also have a full ISTA, International Safe Transit Association testing facility. So you can come there, dream up a new idea, use samples from our materials library to create a new prototype, and then we can test it right there in the building.
Really incredible. And I've been honored to get to go through it several times and even be at the grand opening with you. I think my favorite part is the idea that a brand or a company can come in and get inspired and start from zero and go all the way to fruition to a sample in their hands at the end of the meeting or the end of the time there. It's a really inspirational place. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you decided what kinds of materials to put in there?
Sure. So in a previous job, I ran an innovation consulting firm, and we had done over, I'd facilitated more than 100 innovation workshops with some of the biggest companies in the world. And so when I was thinking about the SDL, I really wanted to develop a place where we could bring in companies and do full innovation workshops and have all of the tools at our disposal so that we can have designers, they're sketching up ideas, we can come up with, send people from the workshop to actually go do quick and dirty prototypes. We have cutting tables and all kinds of materials, so you can easily see what the solution might be. And so that type of space, I know, is very powerful from a collaboration perspective. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a cool place to hold an event and really try to come up with new innovative packaging.
Absolutely. One of the most inspiring places I've been in the packaging industry. Really great. Well done. Put it together.
Thank you.
So I did want to talk to you a little bit about, because I've been with Aurora for over 21 years now. What was that transition? It seems like just as you came on, we really just hyper-focused on sustainability. Can you walk us through that process?
Sure. So sustainability was the reason that I joined Aurora. Just to give you a little background there, I told you I was an inventor and made all these products. A lot of the products were infomercial products and others. So I filled landfills with the products that I have invented in my life. And so I really wanted to come to a place where we could really make a difference in this next chapter. And so when I joined, the first task that I was given from a strategy perspective was to really determine and identify our sense of purpose. And so we defined our sense of purpose, or the purpose of the company, as leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. And really, that purpose statement has been transformative in the way that the company has begun to operate. So the investments that we've been making, the way that we go to market, the way that we've been training our sales teams, the way that we've been doing procurement and trying to identify new materials and new types of solutions. And so you need a really strong sense of purpose, either personally or for your company, but that will drive such transformation inside of a company. And I feel like it's really done that here at Aurora.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I think you and I hit it off immediately because we had the same ideas and the same vision, I think, and you've put it into practice. So it's exciting to be a part of that. Thank you.
No, and I couldn't believe my lucky stars when I got here and met you and the work that you had already begun with the podcast. And that was about 2.5 years ago. And now you just celebrated 75,000 downloads.
Yeah. Thank you.
Which I know is pretty incredible and really have made a name for yourself in sustainable packaging. So I tell people all the time, I'm riding on your coattails on this whole program. It's been a lot of fun.
I appreciate that. But I think we're a great team, and I really enjoy getting to speak with you on stages across the world and be a part of your team. It's a lot of fun. So thank you.
Thanks, Corey.
So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you and with the team at Aurora Packaging?
Sure. So at Aurora Packaging Solutions, you can find us on the web at aurorapackaging.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Chris M. Bradley is where you can find me on LinkedIn. But yeah, reach out to me. I would love to chat with you.
Great. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.